Ideally, the response to COVID should be the establishment of a global healthcare system, a basic healthcare system for the entire human race.
I mean, COVID makes it, it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, even in democratic countries, and it makes surveillance go under your skin. Just imagine the situation when everybody goes around all the time with some biometric bracelet or other device that constantly monitors what's happening inside your body. So the moment your body temperature starts rising or there are other signs that something is wrong, the health authority knows that you're sick and you're isolated, and that's it. That's the end of the epidemic. If we had such a system today, there won't be COVID. The same system that can know if I just got COVID or I have the flu can also know if I'm angry or if I'm bored or if I'm happy.
Yeah, many of the things that I visit a lot, both Europe and North America and China, and one of my main impressions is that many of the things I talk about and people in the West react with apprehension and fear, in China, the reaction to exactly the same topics is excitement. Wow, we can do that.
FTX blew up in spectacular fashion. It looks like fraud. But in the wake of that, rather than thinking through, like, why did regulators let this happen? There's a new effort underway to regulate every single financial transaction that occurs in this country through something called the Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDC. If that happens, we're done. They can control you with a flick of a switch. So you should know.
Good morning, Miss Garcia.
Good morning, Sunshine. I miss you. I could kiss you right now.
Yeah, well, Sunday.
Curfew is now in effect. All unauthorized citizens must stay indoors.
Tensions rise as we enter the 213th week of lockdown.
A grim new reality emerges.
COVID-23 has mutated.
Beginning thermal scan. Thermal scan normal.
A horrifying new development
new
today.
New data confirms the virus attacks the brain tissue.
Whoa, 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 whoa! I'm immune!
Worldwide death toll rises to over 110 million.
All infected Americans are being forced into quarantine camps.
Sarah, what's going on?
Department of Sanitation.
Sarah, talk to me.
I think my neighbor has a fever.
It'll be so much easier if you just open the door. Mrs. Grant, you have visitors.
Sarah, please. Sarah, open that door.
Sarah, do not open that door.
No!
Will be arriving in 4 to 6 hours. You must not attempt to leave your home, or you will be shot on sight.
This is my message to you.
I know you're in there.
They're coming to let you go.
No. Sarah!
Say goodbye to me.
Sarah, I'm not letting you give up.
This is my message.
Sometimes we have to do things we don't want to survive.
I'm trying to save the one person left in my life that matters to me.
I can't help you. What you're talking about is illegal.
Stay safe, sane, and sanitized.
So you might have missed what happened Wednesday afternoon at the Fed, but they started their CBDC, central bank digital currency. Yes, the Fed coin is here. Now, they rolled it out on Wednesday. Just, I mean, that was the only day they could do it, you know, because they've been denying that any of this stuff was happening, but they could only get it when no one was paying attention. So they rolled it out, and it's in its beta test now, but here's the thing. I don't know if it's going to work, because this is what they're trying to do. They're very concerned that they won't be able to make large digital transactions across the Atlantic. By the way, India just rolled out its retail pilot program for digital rupees as well. Don't worry. I think maybe we should start having the conversation, because this is coming. Maybe we should start having the conversation of, gosh, this looks like the mark of the beast. I mean, doesn't it?
But surely it's not.
Surely it's not. Of course not.
Not from the U.S. government.
No. They never do anything underhanded or evil.
Never.
Never.
Especially when Democrats are in control.
Amen.
Catherine Austin Fitz, I have a question for you, ma'am. These central bank digital currencies, how do they work?
So it's a digital currency and an all-digital system that can be controlled centrally. So, for example, we saw during COVID-19, there were rules saying you couldn't travel more than a certain amount of miles from your house, right? So there's certain behaviors you couldn't do. This is a digital system where the central bankers, in very centralized ways, can make rules about what you can and cannot do with your money, and they can enforce the rules with total surveillance.
If people were to read Executive Order 14067, what kind of things are they going to find within Biden's Executive Order 14067?
So they're not going to understand what CBDCs are by reading the executive order.
Okay.
So I would recommend that everybody go to Soleri.com, and there's a section on the homepage called Cash Every Day. And if you click on it, there are a series of videos that will explain to you in very short order. The first one is a 56-second video from Augustine Karstens, the general manager of the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, who will explain to you in 56 seconds exactly how CBDCs will work.
We tend to establish the equivalence with cash, and there is a huge difference there. For example, in cash, we don't know, for example, who's using a $100 bill today. We don't know who is using a 1,000 peso bill today. A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also, we will have the technology to enforce that. Those two issues are extremely important, and that makes a huge difference with respect to what cash is.
How concerned are you about the collapse of the U.S. dollar, sir?
I'm very concerned. And it's more than just the U.S. There's a thing called the BRICS nations. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And what happened in 2021, I believe, when we abandoned Afghanistan, on that day, Saudi Arabia shifted allegiances from America, trading in dollars, petrodollars. Saudi Arabia switched sides to China and Russia. It's the end of the dollar system. So the end is near for the US dollar, and my concern is, it's going to wipe out stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. Just for my generation, the boomer generation, we're in serious trouble, because the only reason our stocks, bonds, mutual funds are up is because the Fed and the Treasury just kept printing more and more money. Instead of fixing the problem from 2008, they just kept printing more money. Mm-hmm. And it's about to come to an end. So that's why when I say to people, buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin. You know, you want to stay in what I call real assets, tangible assets. That's my opinion. most people say buy U.S. Treasuries. That's Harry Dent. I wouldn't trust anything printed by the U.S. government, but that's me. I don't like anything that can be printed.
Now, the BRICS nations, again, to repeat, for everybody's hearing this for the first time, you might hear about the BRICS nations. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, Africa. Those comprise roughly 41% of the Earth's population, and they are teaming up together to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And now you have Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Nigeria, Venezuela, Algeria, Turkey, and Argentina all teaming up to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's U.S.
You're on it, man. You're on it. You're on it. Everybody, listen to this guy. He knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. You have the macro picture. Very few people have that point of view.
And the great reset will be the collapse of the dollar.
Inflation.
When demand is greater than supply, either you get shortages or you get price increases. And actually what we had was a mixture of both.
We are in an inflationary spiral.
66% of people polled expect inflation to get worse.
The value of the dollar, since I was born, has declined by 94% to 6 cents.
We are about to face one of the greatest periods of uncertainty in American history. Organize your finances, expand your knowledge, your insight as to what it is that you have, and then start making decisions.
When people go to bh-pm.com, they can schedule a free consultation. You're talking about going from the intangible into the tangible.
If you can't hold it in your hand, then it's not yours. You don't own it. You can physically hold actual gold and silver. It ships fully insured directly to your home.
Inflation rates are going to continue to rise. Don't wait. Don't keep putting off decisions that you know you must make.